You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Delvey, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Morning, Mungane.
Listen, different polls seem to give different numbers. The only one that really counts is going to be the one that starts tomorrow and, of course, mostly on Wednesday.
Absolutely, that's correct. I think we've got very divergent polling right now, and it's kind of contributing to some very interesting uncertainty in the atmosphere right now.
Are we in any way for a major shock?
To be honest, we don't know at this stage. So maybe just to give a bit of a longer answer to this, I think if we look at historic voting patterns and if we look at the by-elections from the last sort of 6 to 9 months, it kind of suggests a result of something like 55% to 60% for the ANC, which I think a lot of the polling has converged to something in that kind of neighborhood.
Yeah.
But the by-elections stopped about a month ago, so we haven't had fresh real election data for a while. And in the meantime, the South African Institute of Race Relations has released a poll last week, and they're apparently going to release another one today, which was some really radical findings for the ANC in the kind of low 50s. I think they last week came out with something like ANC on 51, which is a very, very serious and radical number. And I think we should say that are also quite a credible pollster, right? So the firm they're using is a credible firm. So I think there are two views of this election right now. I think there's the fundamental view based on historic results and these by-election results we've seen, which is something like 55 to 60. But then there's an alternative, more radical view of the ANC in the kind of low 50s, which is basically based on this latest polling data. And I think from my perspective and from our perspective, there's no way to verify that polling because there hasn't been any by-elections or any other live data for the last month. So at this stage, my feeling is 55 to 60, but, you know, something radical could be happening out there on the campaign trail, and there's really no way for us to know. So my advice is to sit tight until the 8th of May and, you know, analyze the numbers as they come.
As they come. Well, I mean, look, 49%, I saw that and I thought they can't be serious. It's easy, of course, for the layperson, Davi, to look at all of this and say, oh, here we go again. Look at what happened in the US in 2016. Pollsters more or less say things that don't necessarily always pan out. It's not an exact science, is it?
I disagree a little bit. I do think it's an exact science. The problem just is that there are a number of variables that go into this, and all of these variables have ranges. And I think there are two things that are going to be really critical for this election.
Yeah.
The one is turnout. So there's a really critical question about exactly what the level of turnout is and to what extent the turnout favors a particular party. And what I mean by that is the extent to which the different parties' bases turn out. So, you know, the general expectation is about 70%.
Yeah.
But the real question is, how is that 70% made up? Is it coming kind of equally from, say, townships and suburbs, or is it coming disproportionately from one of the two? And that is a critical turnout, a critical variable for the outcome, which is very difficult to predict. So I think that's the one thing. And then the other critical thing is just, like, I think in the black electorate in particular, especially in a place like Gauteng, you know, there were huge shifts in 2016 away from the ANC to the EFF mostly, but somewhat to the DA.
Yep.
And, you know, a pollster like the IRR is suggesting that trend is just going to continue and intensify. The question is whether Cyril Ramaphosa's increased popularity will be able to stem that tide to some extent or not. And I think those are the two key variables in this election that will affect the outcome, certainly in Gauteng, but also nationally as well.
So let's talk about the other parties. I mean, we've spoken a little bit about the ANC. Most pollsters would suggest that the EFF are likely to be the biggest gainers in this election. And the other question, Davi, is has the DA peaked?
So let's talk about them in sequence. So I think the EFF is absolutely looking like it's a very, very tragic situation for them, right? They got 6.6% in 2014, and the very simplistic answer for me in this election is absolutely they'll get more. Because the question is just exactly how much more. The by-elections and the polling suggest something like 9 to 12%. So, you know, something between plus 50% for them to almost doubling. But then there are also more radical polls that say something like 13, 14, 15%. And I think that scenario we just discussed with the ANC in the low 50s probably requires the EFF to do very, very well, which would kind of imply very significant inroads for the EFF really across the whole country. So I think that's a big variable, so it looks good for them. On the DA side, the polling is suggesting something quite interesting happening with the DA. I think it suggests the DA doing a little bit better in this election, not massively, but a little bit better. But with a very significant shift internally within the DA's numbers, because it looks like there's a portion of the DA's old base, kind of more conservative white, specifically Afrikaans voters, shifting away from the DA and towards someone like the Freedom Front Plus, and kind of a little bit of attrition to, you know, the Good Party in the Western Cape and other small parties in the DA's sort of traditional base. But that the DA is making up for it with an increased level of support with black voters. So there's an interesting internal rearrangement that's happening within the DA's mass that I think will be very interesting to watch on election night. And, of course, the question just is, how much do they lose on the one end and how much do they gain on the other end, and exactly how does that mass shake out by the end of the night? But it looks like something like 22, 23, 24 for the DA. But again, we'll have to wait for the estimate to make it up, sure.
Indeed, we will. Davie Scott, elections analyst, thank you very much for your time. That's the scenario as he puts it. That's the expert view. What's yours? I'll continue taking your calls in terms of how you split the outcome for Wednesday's election. And I also want to know from you, on what does this election hinge on for you? Is it inequality? Is it corruption? Is it land? What do you think is the most important question that this election needs to answer for you as a voter?